Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, Army Wives, fall in. You've come to the right place. Army Wife Talk Radio is the leading and longest running podcast of its kind, providing the latest reports, stories, interviews, and more to encourage and empower you on your military spouse journey. For Army Wives, by Army Wives. Now, here are your hosts, the Army Wife Network core team.
Families, welcome to the show. We're so excited you could join us this evening. I'm your host, Crystal Niehoff, and you're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. This is show number 664, and today is Monday, September 24th, 2018.
And I'm your co-host, Molly Ritterbeck. We have a great show planned for you this evening. Our featured guest tonight is Michelle Jacobs. Michelle will talk with us about CareerStep and how it helps military families through affordable tuition options to help them be career ready. Connect with CareerStep on social media. On Facebook, it's www.facebook.com/CareerStep. Or visit their website, www.careerstep.com/military. Also coming up in just a few minutes, our News 6 Wendy will be calling in with your need-to-know news.
If you're listening to our show live right now, we would love for you to join us in our show discussion currently taking place over on Twitter. Comment on the show, ask questions of our guests, or just hang out and chat with the AWN core team. Head over to twitter.com/Army Wife Network and be sure to use hashtag Army Wife to participate. All the links mentioned in the show tonight will also be posted in the comment section below this podcast on blogtalkradio.com.
Tonight's show is brought to you by our Army Wife Talk Radio show sponsor, Ebates. Shop with Ebates to use your military discount and earn cash back, and it's free to join. Visit their website at www.ebates.com/military discount. To learn more, a direct link is also being posted in our Twitter feed and in the comment section below this podcast.
Well, Molly, this is your very first time on the show with us, so welcome. I'm so excited to be hosting with you this evening. For those who don't know, you are our new social media coordinator on our AWN core team. So would you tell us a little bit about yourself so we can get to know you better?
Absolutely. Well, me and my family are stationed here at Fort Benning in Georgia. We've been here for about 3 years, and my husband is on his 15 and a half years in the military, so it's pretty exciting. But we're actually kind of awkward in the sense that this is only our third duty station in that time frame. So we've been super lucky on that front.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been an extremely amazing journey, and we've enjoyed every bit of it. We have three lovely daughters who just give us plenty of things to do. So it's never a dull moment.
Oh, I bet. How old are they?
Well, I have an 11-year-old. She is now in sixth grade, and I have a 9-year-old, and my hot ball of fury is my 5-year-old.
Oh, I bet. Oh, I bet they keep you busy.
Yes, most definitely.
So how do you like the area that you're in?
We love it. We moved onto the base just due to my husband deployed this year, and we thought it would just be a better situation for me to move on post. The school is right across the street. Everything is within 10 minutes, and it's just,
wow.
I couldn't ask for anything better, really.
Oh, that's awesome. So,
yeah.
Now, is your husband deployed right now, or is he TDY or something like that?
No, he is actively deployed right now. So we are on the downward stretch. So he is about give or take 2 months-ish away from coming home, and we're just super excited.
Oh, I bet. So how long has he been gone? About a year or 9 months?
So it's going to end up being a 9-month tour. So we, you know, the last time he deployed, it was when they were still doing 15 months. So this has been a complete blessing.
Oh.
Definitely different than the last ones because we have kids that can walk, talk, and understand. And the last time he was gone, we had an infant. So it's been a definite change from what I was always used to.
Oh, wow. So this is your second deployment that you've gone through then.
This is actually our fifth, but it is just our first
goodness.
One with kids. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
We forget, I think, we've been at war, you know, this ongoing war for, what, 15? It's really getting
close. It's been about 17
years.
Yeah.
And so we forget there's still families. Oh, well, we're in the midst, as military families, we get it because we see our friends' spouses deployed or we're deployed or our spouses are deployed. But I think those on the outside, like in the civilian world, don't get that we're still experiencing deployments. It's just not something that you see as much in the news anymore. It's not as interesting, I guess, to the public, but we still endure that. So five deployments.
It's pretty different here as well. Most of our other deployments came out of like Fort Bragg, where that was just the typical every other year cycle. And here, this is a training post for the most part. The 4-H regiment is here, and they, you know, have pretty frequent things, but no other unit was really deployable out of here. So it's been kind of like a reminder to people that, oh, wow, no, this still happens. So this community is starting to see it again for the first time in a while.
Wow. Has that community been pretty supportive of you, do you feel?
Yes. No, they've been excellent. I couldn't ask for better people around us for the most part. You know, everyone, you know, chips in. My neighbors, we take turns when it comes to getting the kids where they need to go. Because a lot of people here do have the TDY aspect. So even though it may not be a deployment, their spouse is still gone. So we still have to learn each other. And it's just, I mean, it really has been, it's gone as smooth as it could, I would say, knock on wood. So.
Oh, wow. So not to put you on the spot, because you didn't know I was going to ask you all these questions, but I'm curious because I didn't realize that you have now gone through 5 deployments with your husband. Do you have any tips or advice that you can give to military spouses, or what has gotten you through those?
You know, I always have found that, and this helps too with kids, it helped when I didn't have kids, was just once a month, I always planned something to look forward to so that I always had something coming up that would keep me excited. Or, you know, whether it was a new movie coming up or dinner with a friend or a trip home, just always something to look forward to. It helps to make the time pass. And, you know, even though we're getting towards the end and you think it would feel like time is flying, it feels like September has been about 73 days. But, there's something new all the time to keep you busy.
Oh, yes. That's good advice, is staying busy, because it kind of keeps your mind off of it. And what do you do for self-care? Do you find that you need to make time?
Yes, I still need to make time because I did – you know, I put a lot of my time into volunteering with different aspects on post, but then I also had to remember, you know, when the kids are in school, go do something for yourself, whether it's lunch with a friend or go get your nails done or go get a haircut with a head massage, you know, just the little things to keep you going, because when you think you're doing it good and everything's going well, that's when you start to kind of wear yourself out. So you just kind of got to keep scheduling it.
Oh, that's so true. Good advice. Well, speaking of deployments and kind of what started it all is something that is currently hot on our blog this week, which is a touching story written by experienced contributor Tiffany Boyce, who shares her memories of 9/11 and how once upon a time she would hear her parents and grandparents say the words, "I remember when," of the tragedies that they've lived through. Tiffany never expected that one day she too would say those words as well. On 9/11/2001, Tiffany was in college and didn't yet have children. She has children of her own now, but they're too young to understand what happened on that tragic day. However, she has found a way to teach them to honor that day and the brave men and women who serve selflessly every day. Tiffany shares that they bake cookies or take meals to firefighters, police officers, and the MPs at the gate. She and her children also color pictures and make cards to remind first responders that they don't forget how tirelessly, selflessly, and passionately that they give themselves for others. You can read the rest of Tiffany's story by heading over to our blog at armywifenetwork.com and look for her post, Remembering 9/11. Well, Molly, September 11th, 2001 really is such an unforgettable day. Do you remember where you were or what you were doing when you learned of the events that were unfolding?
I don't think I'll ever really forget it. I was on my way to work. I worked for John Deere at a warehouse in their parts distribution center, and I was right where Interstate 270 and 70 connected. I'll never forget it. And I heard that they said a plane had hit the first tower. And in my head, I'm like, what idiot was flying so low that he hit that tower? You know, I just didn't think it could be anything other than just a fluke. So I exited the highway to go to work just like I normally would, and it was about two blocks away. And when I entered the gate, I went through the cafeteria like I normally would, and there was a bunch of people sitting around a TV, and my buddy Drew pulls a chair up, and he's like, "Sit down, Molly." He's like, "The world has changed." And we sat there in disbelief for probably 2 hours. Just, it was the most unreal thing I've ever experienced. And I finished my shift at work. I think I worked a total of 1 hour out of my four-hour shift. And then I went by my high school and stopped and saw my history teacher, because I was in college at the time, but I stopped at my high school and was just like, "Mr. Roberts, like, what on earth?" And he just had the most solemn look on his face. And he was just like, "It's never going to be the same."
Oh, that's so true. That was, I remember that feeling because I was sipping coffee and getting ready for the day, and I was watching Good Morning America back when it, I think that was Good Morning, the one with Jane Pauley. And I remember them breaking in, and I believe it was Bryant Gumbel was talking about, or they had a picture of the towers, and one was on fire. And if I remember correctly, you know, memories after this long kind of becomes a little bit fuzzy, but there had within a month or so before that, had a plane, a small plane that almost hit the towers, but they missed it. And so I think that, you know, initially that's what everyone thought it was. It was a low-flying plane that somehow, I don't know how you miss or how you could miss them,
yeah,
or miss seeing them, you know, and not hit them, but that it was just a fluke, like you said. And I was watching as the second plane went in, and immediately, and I can still remember hearing the gasps and remember that feeling, and so it gives me chills, as a matter of fact. Because it was at that moment you realize that our innocence that we had before that was gone at that point. And so, that's, it's a chilling thought that I hope we never forget. And we remember the camaraderie and the unity we felt in the days after that, that it didn't matter what our race was or our religion was. You know, none of that mattered. What mattered is we were all unified in fighting this new enemy that was terrorizing us on our own soil. So, well, with that, and hopefully on to some lighter topics, Molly, what's hot in our social media this week?
Well, this week's social media roundup is about a hot graphic on our AWN Facebook page that stated this military life truth. It was, whenever you wake up in the morning with your spouse still asleep beside you and you worry that you've overslept for work, even if they have the day off. And if you haven't commented or shared the graphic yet, head over to our Facebook page because we'd love to hear from you. But Crystal, let's be real. Has this happened to you with your husband?
Yes. And I'm sure he wished it hadn't, because I'm usually up before everyone. And so there's been a few times that I'm looking at the clock and I'm thinking, why isn't he up? I've even done that to my kids. School was out, but for some reason my mind was on that daily, you know, that track we get on. And so waking everybody up, what's wrong with you all? You're oversleeping. And only to find out that school's out or that my husband was off after all. So how about you?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And ours even comes from a time where one time he didn't wake up and he needed to. So that's why it's even worse now.
Yeah, I'd rather it be an accidental wake up than an accidental oversleep, I think.
Absolutely.
Because you can go back
much
to bed.
Better, you know, yes.
Well, before we head to break, our Army Wife Talk Radio show sponsor, Ebates, would like you to know that if you have a military discount, Ebates can help you make the most of it with extra savings. The great thing about shopping with Ebates is that you can stack your military discount on top of cash back. That means you're saving twice. Ebates gives you cash back for shopping at your favorite stores. And if you're not already a member, it's free to join. Visit ebates.com/military-discount to learn more. Also, a quick reminder that links to everything we're talking about tonight will be posted in our Twitter feed and in the comments section below this podcast on blogtalkradio.com. It's time now for a short commercial break. Up next is our News 6 Wendy, bringing us your need-to-know news. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Breastfeeding Shop is an authorized TRICARE provider for breast pumps and accessories, shipping to all of the USA and worldwide for TRICARE. The Breastfeeding Shop specializes in helping the military moms get the best breast pump possible and prides themselves in providing the best customer service possible, as well as a very quick turnaround time. Check out their easy-to-use online ordering form on their website at www.thebreastfeedingshop.com or call toll-free 866-255-6779. Also visit the Breastfeeding Shop on Facebook and check out the rave reviews from other moms at facebook.com/thebreastfeedingshop.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Life, our family, our soldier. News you can use. Now with our headlines, it's time for your Army Wife Talk Radio Live News 6 report.
All Welcome back, listeners. We have our new six, Wendy, on the line, bringing us your need-to-know news. Hi, Wendy. What have you got for us this week?
Hello, everyone. As you know, both North and South Carolina were hit hard by Hurricane Florence a little over a week ago. According to an article from Military One source, the storm has affected many people, including several military bases along the East Coast and inland. NPR reported that the storm is blamed for at least 43 deaths. 32 of those were in North Carolina. PR Newswire reported that in addition to the personal loss of life or injury, millions of East Coast residents were left without power. According to a PR and Newswire press release, Duke Energy expects to restore power to most North and South Carolina customers impacted by Hurricane Florence by September 26th at 11:45 p.m., but the vast majority will be restored sooner. Duke Energy crews have already restored power to 1.2 million customers of the 1.5 million customers who experienced an outage during the storm.
Wow, Wendy. Hurricane Florence just really did some major damage to the Carolinas. Do they have an estimated cost yet?
Here's the super surprising fact. Even though this hurricane was only a Category 1, NPR states that the estimates of Hurricane Florence's damage are between $17 billion and $22 billion, making it one of the 10 most costly hurricanes in U.S. history.
Oh, my. That's unbelievable. I know that it impacted many military families. Do you have any resources that can help military families who have been affected?
Good question. There are so many organizations providing assistance to military families, including the following. TRICARE waived referrals for individuals needing to be seen by someone other than their primary care provider and allowed emergency prescription refills until September 20th for those affected by Hurricane Florence in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. Military One Source lists many resources to help victims of the storm, and one of those specific resources is applying for federal disaster assistance. If you have been affected by Hurricane Florence, you can do that online and apply for disaster assistance at www.disasterassistance.gov or by phone at 1-800-621-3362.
Well, that's some good news. Is there anything else military families should be aware of as they recover from the after effects of this hurricane?
Yes. Military One Source shared the sentiment that disasters can be upsetting experiences for everyone involved. If you or someone in your family is facing disaster-related issues or were negatively impacted by the hurricane, you can reach out to Military One Source online or by phone at 1-800-342-9647. Military One Source also provides a great resource from USA.gov that gives you a complete list of how to handle life after a disaster, which can be found at www.usa.gov/after-disaster.
Well, thank you, Wendy, for sharing this valuable information for military families and all of those who were affected by Hurricane Florence.
You bet.
Well, listeners, after this short break, Michelle Jacobs will join us to talk about CareerStep and how they help military families through affordable tuition options to help mill spouses be career ready. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
Here in the United States, our freedom and safety are made possible through the service and sacrifice of our military, first responders, and their families. The Gary Sinise Foundation shows its gratitude through concerts and festivals at bases around the globe, community outreach programs across the country, and building brand new custom smart homes for our most severely wounded veterans. Find out how you can join the cause. Donate at GarySiniseFoundation.org.
Hi, everyone. It's Jack Black coming to you from the set of Jumanji.
We have to save Jumanji.
Libraries and librarians transform lives every day through digital literacy, discovery, and lifelong learning.
Let's go, people.
Yes!
There's no puzzle too tough or challenge too great.
We can help each other.
For your librarian, find the clues to solve your next quest.
at the library.
A message from the American Library Association's Libraries Transform campaign. And Jumanji, welcome to the jungle.
Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Reach thousands of military families worldwide via Army Wife Network. ArmyWifeNetwork.com has a limited number of sponsorship opportunities available. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com/sponsorship or email us at info@ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Crystal Niehoff.
And I'm your co-host, Molly Ritterbeck. Joining us tonight is Michelle Jacobs. Michelle is a mother of two and wife of a medically retired Army veteran.
She and her husband are involved with several military charities and are passionate about serving their fellow military families who are facing difficult circumstances. Currently, Michelle is a military advisor at Career Steps, where she enjoys helping military spouses get the training they need to start a career in healthcare.
Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Hi, ladies. Thank you so much for having me tonight. I'm a huge fan of the podcast.
Oh, thank you so
much. Thank you so much. Now, Michelle, tell us a little bit more about yourself and where you're calling from this evening.
Yeah, so I'm calling you just outside of Salt Lake City, Utah, and I've worked here at Career Step for now just over 2 years, working with military spouses that I enjoy every day.
Well, it's nice to have a job that you love, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Is it possible for military spouses to have a meaningful career when they move around so much?
Absolutely. It's all about finding something that, you know, just like you said, that you like, something that's in demand, portable, something like healthcare. We all need healthcare. It's never going to go away, and it's everywhere that we are going to be.
Absolutely, that's for sure. What should a military spouse consider when looking for an education?
I mean, as a military spouse, you guys know you're constantly moving around. You don't know day to day sometimes where you will be in, you know, 6 months or whatever. So it's good to have something that's flexible, that's transferable, something that you're not going to waste your time on, especially, you know, funding, and something that is going to have where you guys can get help with graduate services, helping them get a job, something that's going to be there for you and work around you because you're the most important.
Good point. So, Michelle, I've heard a lot about MyCAA. So could you explain to us what MyCAA is and how does it benefit military spouses?
Yeah, so the MyCAA grant is a grant that the Department of Defense put together for military spouses that qualify to use $4,000 that they can use towards a certification or an associate's degree in a career-specific field. So they can use that towards just about anything, excluding general studies, liberal arts.
Good to know. So, who is eligible for MyCAA funding? Is it just military spouses? Is there a certain income bracket? What's the qualification?
Yeah, so the Department of Defense does have some limitations. They do have to be active duty spouses for the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Marines. And also pay grades E1 to E5. W-1 and W-2, O-1 and O-2, and then those spouses that are National Guard and on Title 10 military orders also qualify.
Oh, great. So really a pretty wide range of military and military spouses are qualified for that. So what does the application process for my CAA look like? I mean, is it a long process? And how long does it take before we learn if we're approved?
So depends on the type of year. Right now is one of the busiest years to be approved by my CAA, just because everybody's back to that back to school mode after their kids have gone back. But it takes about an hour. It's all completely online. And once you have a school and a course that you're interested in, you can start applying for the funding. And you can usually get, normal times, applications can be approved within 2 weeks. And the best part is you don't have to deal with any of the funding. My CAA actually pays the school for you. So then that way you can just concentrate on going to school and starting your courses.
Okay. Good to know. Is there a limit on the number of times that a military spouse can use my CAA funding?
So it's a $4,000 total that you get, and say you were to take a course that was $2,000, you have 3 years to use the remaining $2,000. But if you don't use it, it just goes back into the pool for other military spouses to use at a later time.
Oh, okay. And is this something that you can use in conjunction with, FAFSA and other type of funding?
Absolutely, yeah. So if you do pick a course that's over $4,000 and the school that you are interested in does take FAFSA, you can actually use that for the remaining amount that's left over.
Oh, that's fantastic news. Well, that's
and it
awesome.
Doesn't...
Oh, please go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and it doesn't affect the spouse's GI Bill whatsoever, since it's through the Department of Defense. So it's just for the military spouse to take advantage of and really help them out.
Okay, great.
Michelle, I have a question for you.
Yeah, of course.
Some of the challenges that you may see the military spouse face in obtaining meaningful employment, what are they? Because I know for me, when I first started out in this military world, my husband, you know, obviously was in the military, and I worked at a corporate office for 9 years, transferred that to a college university where I worked there, and now I do marketing. And it was a difficult thing to find employment just based off of what I was qualified for. But what are some of the challenges that you're seeing recently when it comes to obtaining meaningful employment?
I think one of the hardest things is as fluctuation with everything, employers kind of go through these dips where at one point they want education in an associate's degree, bachelor's degree. And then we go through this dip where employers are looking for certifications that are in the field that they are, you know, looking for. So it's really hard for a military spouse to kind of stay in that flow, especially when they're moving, because every area is different on what they're looking for. And so you're constantly juggling, you know, all these little holes in our resumes where you have this education, but they're looking for this education and they want this much experience, but maybe you only have half of it. And just going back and forth is really hard for a military spouse to be able to contribute to their family with all these ups and downs of each place that they're going.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, Michelle, we do need to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about the types of programs that my CAA offers. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Listeners, if you're listening to our show live right now, we would love for you to join us in Twitter chat. Join in our show discussion or that's currently taking place over there. You can comment on the show, ask questions of our guests, or just hang out and chat with the AWN core team. Be sure to use hashtag ArmyWife to participate. And all the links mentioned in the show tonight will be posted in our Twitter feed as well as in the comment section below this podcast on blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Wendy Baird Packard, and I'd like to take a moment of your day. We've seen that clever sayings hanging on a wall or on Facebook. You know, the one that says, if you can be anything in the world, be kind. We may not always be able to smile or be happy, but we can always be kind. Instead of being upset because someone does not go when the light turns green, be kind. It'll turn green again in about 2 minutes. Hold the door for someone in the store. Say please and thank you when ordering in the drive-thru. Don't be afraid to compliment someone. Speak words of encouragement to someone who needs courage. Speak hope to someone who's lost hope. Speak light when someone can only see the dark. Be kind. Realize you're interacting with people just like you whose lives have ups and downs, who are just trying to make it through the day like the rest of us. Your kindness may be just what they needed that day. Give people grace. You don't know what they're going through. So as you go about your day tomorrow, be purposeful to be kind. This is Wendy Baird Packard, and I hope this helps your day.
Hey there, I'm Crystal Niehoff, owner of Army Wife Network. Army Wife Talk Radio is the longest-running podcast of its kind since 2005, and we're now in our 13th year with over 60,000 listens per month. We're proudly a talk show, not a rehearsed or edited podcast, and powered entirely by volunteers who are just like you, sharing our military spouse journeys with you because we're all in this together. AWTR strives to provide an interactive experience with relevant information and exciting guests so you come away from each episode informed, encouraged, and empowered. Army Wife Network truly is your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Thanks for listening.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, things that we couldn't afford, thanks to VetTix.
Every empty seat at a concert, a game, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Visit vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
Expand your military spouse information arsenal. ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers military family news and resources, experience and expert blogs, active social media, and much, much more. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. We're talking with Career Step military advisor Michelle Jacobs. Before we went to break, we were discussing the options MyCAA offers to military spouses. So, Michelle, could you take a few moments to share with us what MyCAA approved programs that Career Step offers?
Yeah, so our company, we focus on medical national certifications from administration to hands-on. So, for example, a medical assistant, it's a great step into the medical field if eventually you want to get into nursing and get your foot in the door. We also have pharmacy tech, medical coding and billing, medical administrative assistant, and so many more. Those are just some of our more popular courses with military spouses.
Now, what if someone doesn't qualify for MyCAA? Are there other options?
Absolutely. So we've actually have every program that we offer, we give a military discount. And we also have some of our programs that are available at an even bigger discount. and some of them we pay, you can pay as little as $180 out of pocket. And those are available for those that are active in the military, those that don't qualify for the MyCAA funding as a spouse, veterans and veteran spouses, as well as the Coast Guard for military spouses and veterans. So we pretty much help anybody associated with the military.
Fantastic. So I know that there's a lot of advantages. Could you share with us what sets Career Step apart from the other schools?
Yeah, so my favorite thing is that we're a completely online school. So if you were to PCS in the middle of your course, you get to take it with you. We have a lot of students that are overseas that enjoy the course and are able to continue their career. And a lot of our international bases take the same certifications as here in the States. We're also student self-paced, so you can take the course at 3 a.m. while the kids are asleep or while they're down for their nap, or any time that you can work on the course, it's there for you. So which is really nice, because you never know when you're going to be able to walk away for a couple minutes to work on school. So that's really nice as well. We also have been in business for over 25 years. So we have a lot of partnership employers that we work with that hire our students directly from us, as well as we have all of your instructors are also certified in the exact same field, so they know exactly what each student's going through as they're studying or getting ready to take the national exam. And we also include a laptop with most of our courses, so our students can really study from anywhere. We try to make it as easy as possible.
Wow, that's fabulous. Now, it sounds like you guys have a pretty good program, just at the fact that you have, you know, employers ready to hire from the get-go. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, being in the field for 25 years, we've really developed some amazing relationships with companies. And they kind of have the same mission that we do, that everybody's successful. And so, you know, that makes it a great relationship together.
Oh, it sure does. Now, what about specialty programs like maybe a doula program or a midwifery program?
So that's something that our school, we don't have. It's a little bit too hands-on for us, but that is something that MyCAA definitely does cover and should be looked into if someone's looking to go into that field.
Excellent. Now, when it comes to doing this job, Michelle, I've got to know, what is the most rewarding part for you with this job?
Great question. So with my husband being medically retired, we've really dedicated helping those that are in the same situation that we've been. You know, we're a family, either you're active or non-active. So I love being able to come to work every day and helping fellow military spouses. There's nothing more rewarding than to be able to tell a military spouse that they can go to school and they don't have to pay any out-of-pocket expenses for our courses, because that's the last thing they want to worry about, is how do I come up with the money on the money that we bring in, which is hardly that much at all. But I still want to go to school and do something. And that feeling of giving each spouse a purpose, they say that 1 out of 4 military spouses are unemployed. And most of that is just because they don't have the means to get the education. And that's something that everybody should have the opportunity to be able to do. And I love giving them that opportunity.
Awesome. So what about
military spouses, say, who are on the fence about using MyCAA or CareerStep, you know, someone like me who has to really think things through and, you know, make, I mean, money is everything to us, you know, we're not paid a lot and, you know, we want to be wise stewards of the finances that our family has. What
right.
advice would you give to someone who is on the fence?
My biggest thing that I kind of go over is to make sure that you feel that you can see yourself doing this in 5 years. Look at the demand. Is it just a demand in your area or is it a demand across the whole U.S.? Another good spot that I like to have everybody look at is if you guys were to leave the military, say, in 6 months, and where are you going to move to? Is this something that you can use in your area where you guys plan on moving back to? Because you want it to be something that you don't feel like you wasted your time and this $4,000 on. I want every student to be happy in their decision. I know that not everybody in the world wants to do medical. That's what makes the world so great is everybody wants to do something different. So I want it to be something that they're really happy with, that they can look back and say, I made the right decision. That helped us in that moment. And, you know, there's a lot of things as well that MyCAA doesn't cover, like the cost of hard textbooks. So that's something. Would you have to pay out of pocket for hard textbooks? Like, for example, our school, we put everything into e-text, so our military spouses wouldn't have to pay out of pocket for hard books. Because we don't want anybody to have to pay out of pocket that can't do that at this time. Just little things here and there really add up. So definitely something I'm completely honest with my students and, you know, really look into the fine details. It's all about the fine print and if you're going to be happy with it.
Right. So true. Such good advice too. And I have another question from one of our listeners and she's curious. Do you ever get to hear any success stories of military spouses?
You know, I wish that was something that I could get more of, but I do have some students that do reach out. I had one last week, actually. She had found a job within a couple months of getting enrolled, of actually completing her course and getting her national certification. And she was able to get a work from home job right away. So she was so excited and so thrilled, and she ended up calling me and thanking me and then said, I told ladies in my area and they want to enroll now too so they can start working from home, which completely made my day because I love it when students get back to me and tell me those amazing stories and that they're so happy and they really – felt really good about the decision that they made, you know, 6 to 8 months ago.
Oh, that is fun. Oh, that's amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, of course.
Now, Michelle, do you see a trend in what the most popular certification or program that your students are leaning towards this day?
Currently, it's medical coding and billing. That career is fastly becoming an at-home position. So a lot of spouses love that opportunity because they can take it anywhere they go. They're not having to resign from a job and then try and find a new one. And medical coding and billing is a very in-demand career right now with a really great starting salary with a lot of potential to move up in additional certifications and additional salary. So that is our most desired course currently. And then second would be medical assisting. just because it gets their foot in the door of nursing without having to pay out-of-pocket expenses after my CAA pays for the course.
Perfect. Now, for our listeners that are very curious now, where can they go to learn more?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can visit our website at careersteps.com/military. And there they can put in their information and we can get back to them. Or they can give us a call directly at 1-800-411-7073.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for joining us this evening and sharing this great information about CareerStep and how you help military families through affordable career or tuition options. And so I really encourage our listeners, go to CareerStep and check out their Facebook page, their website. This is really a great school to work with. I've heard a lot of good things back from them, so I'm so excited that you were able to come back or come on tonight, Michelle.
All right. Thank you, ladies, so much. Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you. Listeners, thanks so much for being with us tonight. Join us next week, October 1st, 2018, when our featured guest will be Bethany Cox. Bethany will talk about her organization, Welcome Them Home, which is a network of photographers who donate their time and skills to service members and families as a thank you for the sacrifices they make for our country. It's going to be another encouraging and empowering show. You don't want to miss it.
And in the meantime, don't forget to join us on www.armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors, or follow along on any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
We are your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wife Network's core team signing out.
Thank you for tuning into Army Wife Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal.
Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. And inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD,
any local government, or their agencies.
Until the next episode, head over to ArmyWifeNetwork.com.
Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives.